Sex, marriage, food, and drink. One night, King David couldn't get to sleep and went for a stroll on the roof of the palace. As he looked out over the city, he noticed a woman of unusual beauty taking her evening bath. He sent to find out who she was and was told that she was Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah. Then David sent for her, and when she came, he slept with her. Then she returned home. Later, she found out that David had gotten her pregnant. She sent him a message to inform him. 2 Samuel 11, 2-5, Living Bible. David schemed a plot to have Uriah killed, lived a life of hypocrisy before Israel, committed adultery, lied, and had stolen. What David had done displeased the Lord. When Bathsheba heard that her husband was dead, she mourned for him. Then, when the period of mourning was over, David sent for her and brought her to the palace, and she became one of his wives, and she gave birth to his son. But the Lord was very displeased with what David had done. 2 Samuel 11, 26-27, Living Bible. So the Lord sent the prophet Nathan to tell David this story. There were two men in a certain city, one very rich, owning many flocks of sheep and herds of goats, and the other very poor, owning nothing but a little lamb he had managed to buy. It was his children's pet, and he fed it from his own plate and let it drink from his own cup. He cuddled it in his arms like a baby daughter. Recently, a guest arrived at the home of the rich man, but instead of killing a lamb from his own flocks for food for the traveler, he took the poor man's lamb and roasted it and served it. David was furious. "I swear by the living God," he vowed, "any man who would do a thing like that should be put to death. He shall repay four lambs to the poor man for the one he stole and for having no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are that rich man. The Lord God of Israel says, 'I made you king of Israel and saved you from the power of Saul. I gave you his palace and his wives and the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. And if that had not been enough, I would have given you much, much more.'" 2 Samuel 12, 1-8, Living Bible. The amazing thing about this statement is that God said, if you had wanted more wives, the pleasures of what marriage brings, I would have given it to you. You didn't have to do that which was unlawful and disgrace my name. The New American Standard Bible says, "I also gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your care, and I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I would have added to you many more things like these. Why have you despised the word of the Lord by doing evil?" 2 Samuel 12, 8-9, New American Standard Bible. God in his kindness has given mankind the pleasures of life, but to be used in a lawful manner. Sexuality, marriage, food, and drink are God's gifts and can be like heaven on earth or like hell on earth. Father knows best. Will you follow him and be blessed?